Hey everyone, welcome to Dear Everyone Else, hosted by T and
T.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Dear Everyone Else. Today we have a panel of three.
And I know we usually say T and T, but we actually have someone important here today who's not part of the T.
In fact, we're a tat.
We are a tat. Wait, we're tat? Oh, we are a tat.
Ah, you see.
Okay. The completed tat. Go ahead and introduce yourself, please.
Hi, everyone. Abdallah here. And technically, the ongoing joke is I'm called Mr. Producer.
Mr.
Producer. So. He has us sounding flawless every time.
I should have said give it up for Mr. Producer. I miss my chance. Maybe
at some point, we need to add sound effects so that every time someone comes on, we've got the woo! Or we could be our own sound effects. So, T, would you mind telling us what we are doing today?
Absolutely. I would love to. Okay. So, if everyone didn't know or would love to know, I just recently graduated. And, you know, like, I've spent almost 5 years, 4.5 years at university being an international student. And, you know, Abdallah's probably spent, you know, years being an international student. T's probably spent years being an international student.
So I and think several we're... more to come. We still here.
Yeah, so I think that's we're pretty equipped to be able to give some, you know, like some good advice of, you know, things to do as international students. So we thought, you know, why not, right? Like we're graduating. Abdullah and I have graduated. T will be graduating in 2027, but you know, he's still got some advice to give. So yeah, that's what we're here today, and we will be doing that. Mm-hmm. And we thought to make it more fun, play a little game of, so if two people have something in common, we've all thought of at least 5 do's of things international students to do while in the university. So if two people have something in common and one of them says it before the other person, the first person wins, and we're going to be keeping points. So let's see who wins at the end of the at the end of the episode.
This game is rigged. You guys know that already, right?
Why is it rigged?
Because I've already given out like 3 of mine.
Wait, but that was just examples, though. I didn't know there was like yours specifically.
They pretty much were mine. Now, if you don't remember them already, that's good. But still,
short memory. I don't even remember what T was saying just now. I'm actually trying to figure it out.
So you're good. You're good.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, amongst us right now is 12 years of university experience. 12 years plus.
Hey, that's a lot.
I'm sorry. Hey. How did you come to 12 years?
Yeah.
I might dispute you on that number.
I mean, you don't know. You 4 times 3.
I'm about to re- I'm,
Oh, is it only 3?
I hope
3?
That's 12.
Well,
oh, you're only
well there's 3 of us. So, like, at a minimum, we've all spent 4 years. Was that the thought process?
But, like, I could be in uni for until, like, 2027. So that could... Hey, anyway, before we get down this pit, can we start the game?
Yeah, for sure.
Given that you two are the hosts, you're probably going to be going first.
Wow, really? We're pulling that?
Yes.
I mean, we have an advantage.
I'm literally giving you the chance.
Yeah, literally, we have an upper hand here to win. Okay, well, I will do us the favor and go first because thank you. So my first advice here, and I feel like this is definitely one we've emphasized in a couple episodes. We literally did like what 2 series of it in the past episode, but definitely getting involved earlier on. Like, people get involved, but I feel like it's probably like what, like later on, second year or whatnot. But you can't not get involved in your first year. And honestly, I wish I got involved in like student council or whatever early on, because then I feel like I would have had more chance to take like bigger positions throughout my university journey and kind of experience like a little bit of like each things and in like a different section, if that kind of makes sense. But you know, it is what it is, and we take what we get. But looking back, if I was to be able to go through university, you know, over again, I don't want to, FYI. But if I was, you know, something happens magically and I wake up and it's like, girl, you're university one again, I would probably do, if my memory's not wiped away, but I'll probably do that. But yeah, that's it for me. Did anyone else have that? Y'all be true too. Be true to yourself.
I have a question.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you think there's a specific semester or period of the year where it's better to get involved than others?
I mean, it depends on what kind of involvement. Like, if you are, like, if it's kind of like some fun kind of involvement, like, I'm a volunteer with St. John's Ambulance, and what happens is we provide, like, emergency first aid to the public. So when the public, like, people have events, like, socials or even, like, heist festival, things like that, they invite St. John's Ambulance, and then we can sign up to just be, like, you know, like, the first aid people there. We just tour around. Anyone who needs help, and then we kind of help them. And, like, last time I was at Gimli in a few week or, like, next week, I'll probably be going to Brandon and things like that. So, like, it's more fun in the summer because then there's, like, more stuff to do. Like, we get to go to Bomber Games and then a bit more stuff. And, like, we get to go there for free. So, it's, like, I mean.
True.
But if it's, like, you know, like, things that span, like, the school, kind of, like, you know, like, being on a cancer, things, like, those really span, like, the school semester, then it's probably better to get involved, like, starting in the fall, because then you get the full experience of, like, the year, and, you know, sometimes you can get your CCR. But, yeah, that's that.
A lot of the times, people even go on holidays, so a lot of the clubs and stuff shut down during the summer.
Yeah, during the summer, yeah. Mm.
Just reminded me of a time. You know, I've also got my St. John's first aid, right?
Oh, like, you did?
Certified first aider, by the way.
Wow.
Shout out to.
Well, I'm an advanced first aider, but good for you.
Okay,
let's go.
Okay. Advanced first aider. I mean, graduate. Well, here
you.
I am.
Thank you. I have a uniform and everything, but we're not going to talk about that.
Okay. Well, yeah. Abdullah, what's your due since we are TET?
You know, yeah, so I have
TET. You know,
I have five on my list here, and I don't know which, if I should go from number one to number five.
I feel like we should just go one, so then it's like kind of
No, I'm trying to actually figure out
which one to go first. I mean, like, you think, dude, you think I have it on my list?
Just say it.
I'm gonna piggyback off of one of yours. You said you said get involved because it goes on your co-curricular record. CCR is very important, right? One of my regrets from my undergrad is I didn't exactly keep track of my CCR record.
Mm.
As in, I got involved with a lot of stuff. Not everything ended up on that record. And trying to fix that after the fact is a very big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you can't just email someone and be like, hey, I did this, and this. How come it's not showing up on my record? They're like, we don't know if there's no records here for us to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know, I was in UMISO,
mm-hmm.
and Victoria sent us, you know, these forms to fill out, and I didn't.
Okay.
So part of it was my fault. There were other things that I did, but it just for some reason didn't end up there. But this UMISO thing is one of the instances where it was really my fault because I just didn't do it. Yeah, there was a whole hullabaloo of just trying to get a CCR recognition for UMISO at the beginning there. But even then, I didn't follow through with that. So now I'm kicking myself, you know, how many years later? Mm-hmm. Almost 3 years later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Always keep up with your CCR record and make sure it's up to date.
That's deep.
Yeah. I wanna ask a question, though. Like, how would you, so now that you know that, like, how would you suggest to do that? Like, I know, well, you just mentioned one, sign the forms and fill out the forms, but for ones where it's not, like, forms, are there, like, other ways that you can think of?
Most of the time, if you're doing something that does have CCR recognition, if you don't get a form where you're filling it out and then sending it voluntarily, they should have a way of tracking it. Just make sure, just go to the, I think it's the Student Life Office.
It's. And it's now, actually, I think you can access your CCR record through Career Connect. Yeah. So if it's not the archive one, now you can just, like, if you want to see what's on it and things that are approved, you can just go on Career Connect to log in with your whatever or sign up if you haven't signed up yet. And then there's, like, a little CCR thing, and then it shows you, like what's on your list and things like that.
Yeah.
So
I guess you just have to cross-reference with your activities and whether it actually shows up there. And if it doesn't, then you get in touch with someone, probably from the Student Life or from the Career Services Office. I don't know.
Student Life is the one in charge of CCR.
Yeah. Like, this is from so many years ago that mine doesn't even show up on this Career Connect thing because all of mine was in the archived
CCR records. Actually, about that, you can actually email Student Life to get your archive record. I just did that too long ago. Yeah, and were you able to get that? Yeah, because they transferred from one system to another. So a lot of stuff that were on the archive was not on the new one. So if you needed to have the archive, you have to email them to get it. I guess another thing is, like, not all, I guess, involvement and stuff are CCR recognized, but If you do want to get, like, I guess, recognition for that, you can always email the person in charge of that, like the coordinator for that program or something, to write your reference letter. And some of them actually do, like, offer to do that. Because I know I've been involved in a couple things that are just like, well, it's only for like a few hours or whatever, and it's not CCR recognized. But if you do want us to write us a reference letter, to write you a reference letter saying, like, you know, like you were involved in this and blah, 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 we can do that. So that's another option if you wanted to do that. But
before we go any further, I think it's very important for us to understand, why is CCR important?
Why is it important? That's a great question. And I will tell you why, because I didn't know why until now.
You guys are stressed out about it after school. And I'm like,
really, we are. Okay. Yeah. So there's this job that I'm trying to apply for right now. It's this job with Canada Life. And I know it sounds very weird because I'm a science student and it really has nothing to do with what I did in my degree. But it's called like the Emerging Leader Program. And it's like a new cohort that you're starting. And like, I know, like, I really love, like, you know, like the leadership and things like that. And like, I've really been working at Tim. So I have a couple retail experience under my belt. So like, that's customer service and kind of like, associated with business-ish. So I'm like, you know what? Why not just try something a little bit, you know, like different and interested in stuff. And like, that was a position that I found out. And it was just like, literally all you just need for qualification is like, you're like community service and being involved in leadership and things like that. But it's just like, if I didn't have my CCR record, how am I supposed to just prove to them that I have this, right? Sure, it's like, sure. I can see in my resume and be like, you know, like this. But I feel like having that, you know, like stamp, that the university stamp is on there, literally says University of Manitoba, the entire place. And like, and I'm literally just attaching all of that to my application like that. I feel like that makes me a stronger candidate. And like, I'm literally just like, why haven't I been doing the entire job application? I could just attach my CCR if you don't ask me. Cause right. Like, why not? Right. It just shows, you know, work ethic. And like, I feel like a lot of jobs, like at the end of the application and like qualification, they're like, oh, like be a person who has a great work ethic. What better to show work ethic than showing that you've been involved in several things? Cause that shows a great work ethic. So yeah, I'm just very passionate about this, and so I'm just gonna stop talking.
That's cool. I had, if I'm gonna be very honest, right, I had no idea. Like, that's why, because you guys have made such like a hullabaloo about CC. I mean, the record since we started talking, and I'm like, you guys are done. Was it that important? So if you're listening
time.
To this,
this is time that we used during our school periods. So you know, you can sometimes get salty when you realize that some of that time might not even be recognized. So you know,
so like all of that stuff we did, MUN, all of that.
Yeah. So I mean, and isn't showing up there, Taku.
Oh well, man. Okay. got some work to do. Sorry, I've got about a semester to pump up my records. Can we get one for this?
You're gonna have to talk to someone called Tolani there.
No, I honestly, I don't think we can, just because the application for it is done. It's a couple. Like, it was a while back, because I know you missed also had to apply for it, but I'm so sorry. I didn't know you guys would. I honestly don't know. I was going to apply for it, but then for some reason, I think I missed the deadline a lot, and I was just like,
But hey, at least with this one, you don't need to.
But I could write your reference letter.
There is proof, though.
There's physical proof. You can just show them the link.
Right? I was about to be like, we'll let fate decide, but no, I'll send them a link. Boom. Let's write about it. So do you guys want my due? Because I feel like it's going to tie in with what you guys were talking about. Right. Guys, there's this habit to tend to overwork yourselves, getting involved in too much. My piece of advice is do self-care, like do time for yourself. It's very easy to get caught up and swamped in, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. There is a saying that jack of all trades, master in none.
Master in none, yeah.
Exactly. So please, you need to make sure that you do take time for yourself. It's a four-year race. What do you guys think? Did you guys ever like take time for yourselves? Or?
I mean, I feel like I didn't practice that as much as I needed to. So there was a lot of burnouts and, you know, like only having to reset after I've burned out. And then it's like, oh, well, I really should have taken that break, but I didn't. But now I have to take it because I really can't focus. I'm literally burnt out. But, you know, there were times that I did. And at those times, I was grateful. And I know at the end there, I think I my last semester, I definitely took break. I took an off break for myself. The moment I literally feel myself the tiniest bit of stress, I'm like, sorry. I'm out. Catch me later. We're not doing school. But yeah. Okay, so the next point slash piece of advice is talking to upper year students who have taken the courses that you want to take. Because I feel like for me, it would save me like a lot of like, okay, I'll give a good example just so it kind of sets the picture in mind. I took, I don't know if you guys know, if because you're not in science, but you might have heard from your science friends, biochem and organic chem are probably like the science students' like nightmare to ever exist, because they're like weed out classes where it's just like they're literally we all believe they're just there to weed students out. It's like literally no other purpose than that. It's also like a thing where like people are like, well, don't take any of them together. Like, don't take biochem one, organic one together. Don't take biochem two, organic two, or like vice versa. Don't mix and match them. But you know, like me coming from my first year, she's like, you know, we did good in first year, right? We balling. So like, we got this. We can do this. And you know,
yes,
I took biochem one and organic one together, and let's just say it didn't end well. It was not a good semester. So things like that. And if I talking to an upper year student, I probably would have gotten that advice. But yeah, so just find people in your group of like your little close-knit friends or clubs or things that you're a part of. Try to seek out, you know, like upper year students who are, I've gone through this before, and, you know, like get them to, you know, offer you a piece of advice and classes to take and what when to take what.
I have a question. Do you use Rate My Prof at all?
Not. I never got into the habit of that. No. I've tried occasionally. It just never really stuck on.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. For me it was 50-50 as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, Taku.
Well, for me, like I used it and I got some advice, but I always felt like I was the guy who could change the professor. You know. Like make them have an epiphany. If you're rated the 1 star by the time I'm done with you, you gotta be 5 stars. Needless to say, it failed every time. That's why we are class of 2027. It's going deep. Yeah. Abdallah, any do's for you?
Yes. I'm going to take this opportunity to say, please, if you can, especially if you're in your first year, do prioritize the summertime for finding a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of jobs need full-time training.
Preach.
Preach.
You cannot do full-time training during the fall or winter. I'm not saying don't do school at all over the summer, but if you can, if you have the opportunity, start looking for a job to start in the summer so that you can at least get the full-time training part out of the way.
And
then you can continue.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was going to add a little bit to that just to like kind of support that, but make sure that the full time, I mean, it doesn't always work, but try getting something that kind of supports like what you're learning. Like if you're a science student, try getting research award to work research, or if you're an aspirant student, do some sort of internship at companies or things like that. Cause trust me, after you graduate, you are going to go back and be like, I really should have taken the time to do some of this. Cause then I wouldn't feel this anxious about applying to jobs and actually be more confident about what I put on my resume and things like that. But yeah, that is a great advice.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
I've actually
got something to build off yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my do is to do use the school's resources.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got 3 specific ones: careers services, international center, and student advisors.
Mm-hmm.
Career center, first of all, because yo guys, here's the truth. There's resume writing coming out of high school. And then there's resume writing where life depends on it. So career services kind of brings the balance together, you know. And shout out to career services. They're out there really trying to help people as well as connecting people. And then international center, obviously for a number of reasons, because like you are gonna be looking into information about extending your study permit, about trying to get a postgraduate work permit, about trying to get PR one day, who knows, you know, maybe even becoming a citizen, you know. Those are things that they'll be talking about and would be very important for you, because university goes by in a flash. I'm not talking from my experience because I'm still here. But for a lot of people, it seems like, you know, it went by in a flash. And lastly, obviously, student advisors. I don't know about you guys, but when I was coming to Canada, I didn't put much attention into my registration for my classes. I was just like, I'm here. That's all that matters. We'll figure it out when we figure it out.
Terrible mistake.
That's a don't. That goes into next week's episode. But anyway, this
I'm stole some of y'all don't so that I can actually, go first and then I can win.
I actually had that on my list, but as a do. It was a do, as in do get ahead of your registration. Plan weeks in advance. But,
100%.
It's it certainly falls under the don't delay category.
I have so many like stories, classes I shouldn't have taken, but ended up taking. Just sitting there and paying extra courses.
You know, 1 year I found myself in the user's guide. Nothing wrong against the course. It's a beautiful course. I loved it. One of my favorites. But I sat there with an advisor and I was like, yeah, so it's going to contribute, right? And they're like, what do you mean? And now I'm having to explain that to my parents that we're here. Hey,
no,
there's a reason we're still in school, guys. But we're hoping things will happen this
year. For me, but, I didn't even know UM Learn or UM email was a thing. Like, back home, we had no student email whatsoever. So literally, we just like, it's Nigeria all over again. Goes to class the first day, prof's like talking about it. It's like, what the heck is that?
Email.
It's the email. Yeah. What? It's like the email. That's why I missed orientation too, because the orientation invitation was in my email. But if I didn't get the email, I was supposed to get the invitations. Like, okay, we're just leading up from here. But sure, thanks.
T, what were you supposed to do?
I was supposed to search up the university website before coming, because like they actually offer this thing. I think it's on called UM Essentials or something that kind of like gives you like a little list of like, you know, like things that you need to know before your first year of school. And like they have like a, like little like summaries and stuff like that. So like it actually tells you like, oh, like get your email, whatever, like claim that, and then UM Learn and you know, like Aurora and like other like U of M things, and like also like resources and where to go to and things like that. So like that's important, because like the first week of school is a mess. It's so chaotic. And, like, you're literally a mess, so you definitely want to be preparing before that first week, because you definitely don't want to, like, try to get all this information during that first week alone, because it's a lot. But, yeah.
Do you know my level of overwhelming, like, how overwhelmed I felt in my first week of school?
I think you mentioned it in one of the previous episodes.
It brings back a lot of bad memories, but that's, I agree with you 100%.
Does anyone have any, like, especially cool do that they want to say that they think, like, people just really need to know this? I don't know. We just put it up in the air there.
Well, I was going to say keep up with IRCC information events, but Taku beat me there.
Yeah, no, still. So, oh.
Yeah, but I have maybe one more here.
Okay.
Very simple. Ask the dumb questions.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's deep.
I really should drop the mic for that one.
I'm dead serious. Here's one.
No, I know.
I didn't do co-op for my psych degree under the Faculty of Science.
Don't start with co-op, because that's where my blood boils.
Because I thought they didn't have it for the psych program, because it wasn't on the website. I never bothered to ask anyone directly from the science faculty. Mm-hmm. They did have it for the last couple. Since about 2019.
Wow.
And I missed it. I found out too late. I was like, well, I'm basically graduating within a year. I don't have enough time. So I basically missed that boat because the faculty did not update their website accordingly. And I was looking at the website, which is where you're supposed to, which technically, well, this is what you're supposed to do. Even the advisors technically just look up information on the website. So technically, I was failed by the administration on that front, but also I didn't do my part of just ask the dumb questions, because you never know. Someone might know something that you don't or you think is a different way. But
No, I definitely would have done co-op too if I didn't decide to do it when I had one more year left. It was just more like, well, I don't really want to spend extra time at the university paying what, like almost $2,000 for courses. I really don't want to do that. But that, for me, it was just most likely because, like, I didn't have someone to tell me the importance of it. Like, it was just, right. like, I was just set on this, like, straight up, like, after this, because my plan is to apply to med. After mm-hmm. this, I'm just going to apply to med and mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada. But, you know, like, I wasn't thinking, well, it's not a linear path. Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. there's going to be some pit stops where, you know, you got to use that professional experience that you've yeah. gotten from somewhere at some other point in your life, like, right now, looking for a job. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, I didn't have anyone to tell me the importance of it, and I just never thought, well, it was something I was ever going to need, so I just never thought to look into it, but when I did, it was too late. So mm-hmm. yeah, I failed myself. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
pain. There's a lot of pain here.
A lot yeah. of pain.
You guys just made me think of something like an important do. I believe is like something is very important that maybe a lot of people don't look at because we live in now mm-hmm. is work with the end in mind. You know, when mm-hmm. you especially like just listening to this, or the whole concept of co-op being 2 years or like a year of school, I think from the moment that you just get into it, work with the end in mind. That sounds like something like a motivational speaker would say, but that's...
You are a motivational speaker for today.
You're
giving people piece of dues. Come on.
You know, I've given them 4 of my dues. You know, so like
actually, I haven't even counted.
I didn't keep a track. No, I'm pretty sure we probably spread out a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do have one too. And I have here knowing your capacity, knowing what you can do and what you cannot. I will not stress that enough. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. I mentioned before with the 2 classes, I just really thought I was the GOAT. I was like, yeah, I got this. Like I am greatest of all time, right?
Exactly.
Why, thank you. But knowing what you can take and what you cannot, like things like knowing, you know, what time you study best, knowing, you know, like just you, knowing yourself personally, and things like that would really, really just help you out in a lot of different ways that you really can't imagine. So mm-hmm. know you, get to know yourself better, and you know, the rest is just, you know, a glide.
A lot of that parlays into what I have to say for don'ts.
Yeah, I love it.
We'll find out. Oh, yeah. We'll find out in the next episode.
So we're actually leaving this at like the perfect time, like a segue for the
like
next
episode. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Yeah.
Thank you, T.
Yeah.
Thank you, A.
Yeah.
Thank you, T.
Yeah,
Tat. Together we're a Tat.
Tat.
Yeah, because today we're talking about dudes, so it's a tattoo. It's a tattoo. Get it? Like, boom, boom, boom. That's got to make it in. Come on.
That is not making the cut.
All right, guys. Well, it's been said. But anyway, right. guys.
But anyways, goodbye, thank you for listening to this episode, and we will see you at our next one. Stay tuned. Peace out.
Hey guys, thank you once again for tuning in to Dear Everyone Else with T&T. Please feel free to reach out to us on our social media platforms.
To do that, you can follow us on Instagram at DearEveryoneElse_UM. And if you had any questions that you wanted to ask and you wanted to ask through email, you can reach out to us at DearEveryoneElse891@gmail.com. See ya.
Bye.